Welcome back. 14 minutes past 2. And I'm hungry. Oh my goodness me. But we gotta talk, right? And we're talking from now till 3 p.m. And then I'm gonna have to go eat. Because, man. Okay, so let's talk about teaching children how to handle loss. How to handle losses or a loss. How do kids cope with losing? You have to teach them. They have to be taught. So I'm sure that when you hear me say handle a loss, you will be thinking loss of a person. No, I'm talking about losing. Okay. I mentioned earlier that even the people we see as champions in whatever aspects of life, they failed at some point. They also went through losses. They lost. They were not winners every time. I'm thinking of a song right now. There's this song, I'm a winner man all the time. How's that start of that song go again? Winner man, winner man. Are you a winner man all the time? Oh well, whatever. I'm sure you remember the song. The song is about winner man all the time. So it's a good thing to have that mindset that you are going to win all the time. But when you lose, what do you do? Do you also still see yourself as a winner man all the time in the face of that failure or loss? So we live in a world where winning or winners are celebrated so much. Someone wins, we blow up a confetti all over the place, we're screaming, we're cheering the person, we're smiling, we're laughing, there's so much joy when someone wins. Oh, the football players. Yeah, I'm sure they really understand that. And their fans. So football is one particular game that really... yeah, it's amazing what happens in the field. So you have two teams. A particular team wins. And the team and their supporters, oh, they are happy. In the same stadium. Another team and their supporters are not happy. They're drooling. Some people are even crying, shedding tears. And some people get angry at those who are winning and go and attack them. Why? Because you're happy. Why are you rejoicing? You're rejoicing over my failure. Someone has reminded me the song. Jesus is a winner man. Okay. Thank you very much. A winner man, Jesus is a winner man all the time. And then someone would now ask, are you on the winning side? The winning side, the winning side. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Okay, so some people, even children, the way they handle losing is terrible. So some other person has won. Yes, it's not compulsory that you should be happy for the person that has won. Oh, please. I'm not even in that class where they say, be happy for those who have... No. I have every right to choose not to be happy for another person who has won. If we were both contending for the same thing and this person gets it, my emotional state at that time is not to be happy for you. It's to be unhappy for myself. And actually wish that you did not win. So you might say, be happy for people who have won. No, it's not automatic for everybody. For some people, it comes that easy. For some other people, it doesn't come that easy. So they will spend that time mourning their loss. But how long that takes, that's also what's important. And what they do with that is also what's important. Even the sports guys will talk about the sportsman spirit, where you go and at least give your opponent a handshake. Yes, you lost, but at least, you know. So, for parents, how do you teach your child to cope with losing? I think that's the word I should have used. Losing, not loss. Yeah, because when we say loss, people are going to start thinking we're talking about death. We're not talking death here. Losing. How do you teach children? Losing is tough. And also watching your child lose can also be very tough. Really difficult. So how do you get your child to learn to lose with grace? Is there anything like losing with grace? Huh? Okay. Well, a professor at Florida International University said, the name is Katie Hart, says, good sportsmanship is an important skill for play and learning on and off the field. It can determine whether your child is picked first or last on a team, teaches them how to manage frustration and navigate social changes, and also help your child to positively approach difficult assignments in the classroom. Now, she also says it's impossible to win all the time. So teaching your child to lose graciously can even help them tackle some of life's bigger challenges down the road. But the question is, how do you teach a child to lose graciously or to handle losing? So let's talk. If you're a parent and you've been able to navigate through that at some point with your child, maybe as a guardian, you were able to handle that with a child that was under your care, perhaps as a teacher or a caregiver of some sort or a neighbor. Tell me what you did and what was the outcome. How did it turn out? All right, let's talk. The number to call is 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then send me a message on WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then we're live on Facebook, so head on to Facebook and let's hear from you as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I'm actually hungry. It's affecting the way I'm talking right now. Like, I'm using all my strength to talk, but it's not coming out, you know, the way I'm expecting it to come out. Don't worry, I'm going to eat very soon. Let's talk. Hello. Wow-woo. Okay, you might want to call back if you can. So remember, we're discussing how do you teach a child to handle losing. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Constance.
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Enke.
All right, Enke, go on.
Okay, so when my son was around 2 years, so we attended our Christian meeting, and in our Christian meeting, most times we usually answer questions, and you have to raise your hand and answer questions. So I told him what to say. Mm-hmm. Other people will raise their hands too, so he raised his own hand, and then he wasn't called. And the next thing, he came very angry. I was like, why did they not call me? Why did they not call me? That's why I knew that I needed to do something. I need to work on this boy so that he'll be reacting like this. So when we got home, I started talking to him that even all the time they will call you, the other people were raising their hands to talk. They didn't call them, they didn't call on them, they all called only one person. The next time they will call you. So next time when we attended our meeting, he raised his hand, they didn't call him, and then later they called him and he was happy. And today, so I'm getting to 5 years, and whatever you understand, it's being said, he calls him. He doesn't feel a type of way. So feel relaxed, except for the next time when he called.
So I like that.
It's a gradual process. Just need to work on them, talk to them, and then with time, they will not get used to it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, NK. Oh, wow. So something as simple as not being called. I know the answer. Auntie I, Uncle I, nobody calls you with all that you know. Oh, darling, it can be really annoying. Okay, commercials coming right up, and then we will continue. I'm supposed to give out 5,000 naira today. Oh, wow. We'll do something. Let's just go on that commercial break, and then we'll be back. Remember, we're discussing how to teach children to handle losing or handle a loss. Tell me what you can do or what you have done. The Sunny Side. I'll be back. Okay, welcome back. 2:28 on the clock. And we're discussing teaching children how to handle losing. Good losers are good winners. So how do you raise a child? How do you teach a child to lose graciously? You know, sometimes, if not most times, or some parents, they find themselves in that space where, just to avoid whining from this child, to just allow the child to win. Yeah. Even when they're playing some really simple games at home, you want to allow the child to win, because I don't want to hear the child crying. I don't want to spend my time trying to pacify anybody. I have things I'm doing. Because you just don't want to have to deal with all that drama, you just allow the child to win. But the thing is, you're actually setting up your child for failure. And this is why. Pretty simple. In life, you win, you lose, you win, you lose, you win. Or you can say, I win all the time. Honey, there are times when you lose. It's not a bad thing. It's actually the way you take it. It's the way you handle it as well. That's what it is. So the first caller told us, you just have to talk to the child. Over time, they would get used to it and understand. So with the example she shared, she had to explain to her son that, yes, you were not called, but some other person was called. And every other person who raised their hands were not called. So you see, it's not about you. Next time you will be called. And crazy enough, next time the boy was not called. But hey, another time he was called. So it might not be your turn today. It might be your turn tomorrow. So, I'm going to get back to the phone lines, right? But I just want to share one line from a post I came across on HuffPost.com. And one of the things they mentioned there is what you should praise, or what you should celebrate. Sometimes we celebrate the winning. They say no. You should rather celebrate effort over achievement. So you should stress in your child the glory of their effort over the achievement. Even when they are the ones who have won, let them know it's the effort they put in. It's not about coming out tops. It's not about passing. The skill they put in, the time they spent to do that, the creativity they brought in, so that when they eventually lose, or if they eventually lose at some other time, their mind will not be on the losing. Their mind will be on the effort they put in there. Did I put enough effort? Realizing that it is the effort that is more important. So that's one of the things they mentioned. So you tell me now, How can a parent, how can a guardian, how can a caregiver, how can maybe a teacher teach children to handle losing? 070-0923-0923. And then for WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. And then remember, we are live on Facebook and of course on Twitter. So get online and join the conversation. Facebook is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and Twitter is Nigeria Info PH. Of course, Instagram, Nigeria Info FM _PH. All right. Dr. Ben Nyewusira says, yes, indeed, that professor is right. Prior to this time, Abraham Lincoln had written to his son's teacher to teach the child that, quote, there is no shame in tears. Failure or loss is not an end. It is an opportunity for further exploration. That is how to build and develop soft skills such as courage, dexterity, and determination. Don't forget that one of the biggest rooms in life is the room for what? Improvement. I like that. Thank you so much. Thank you. I like that quote from Abraham Lincoln. There is no shame in tears. Some people actually try to get shame people for crying, especially children. Cry, cry, baby. We've talked about shaming before, right? Yeah, there was a time we had a conversation on the sunny side. So teaching children how to handle losing. What do you tell a child? How do you go about that? So we've talked about focusing or praising their effort over their achievement. And then someone who called in, NK, she says, let the child understand that it's not always going to be in their favor. But their time will come. So teach the child. It's turn by turn. It will get to your turn. She says it might not be easy, but just keep at it. Okay? So what else can a parent do? And how can that be done? If you have been able to talk to a child who lost at something and you got that child to be better, what did you say to this child? What did you do with this child? Did you take the child out and, you know, get him some ice cream to calm his nerves? Or what did you do? Please tell me. I would like to hear what has worked for you so that some other person might inculcate that and see if that's going to work for them. When you play games with your children, or when your children are playing games with other children, do you get to find out what they're doing? Do you always ask them, so who won? No, some people don't even remember to speak the proper English. Who win? Is it you that win? So you did not win. So you now went there and you now go and fail. Next time when you go there, go and win. We don't lose in this house. Is that the way you go about it with your children? Remember what they call good sportsmanship, right? When you've lost, you don't take it out on your opponent like we have here after elections. Yeah, we hit the courts. And we're all over the place crying. No, it's not crying wolf. It's crying unfair, unfair. Okay, I want to hear from you, actually. I have some things that are, like I said, I'm looking at that post, right? So I don't want to just read out everything they mentioned there. I just want to hear from you and then mention one or two things that he put up there, you know, just to help you out. So the messages, you can keep them coming. Send on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Onyenucheya Stephen says, only in Nigeria that children are not being taught to manage loss. or manage losing. That is why Nigerian politicians don't celebrate their opponents after electoral results. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Oh my goodness me. Okay. So another thing is you have to normalize the negative emotions that come with losing. Yeah. Yeah. Remember when I talked about it's not by force. It's not a must that I will be happy that another person has won. It's not automatic. Yes, some other person has won. I lost. Allow me. If it means crying, let me cry. I lost. So some people tell my friend, come on, stop crying. Clear your face, my job. Why are you crying? Why are you crying now? Why are you crying? If you did well, will you not win? You have lost. Please clean your tears, my friend. Let's go. Come on. You have to let your children know that it's all right to be unhappy because you have just lost. You can even have that conversation with a child. Let's have that talk. Okay? You're sad because you lost. Is that what's happening? Have a conversation with your children. Be it whether it's a toddler or a grown-up child. Have that conversation. You can even tell them, okay, take a deep breath. Can I give you some water? Okay, can you maybe wash your face? You would feel better. Or just allow the child, okay, just let it out. Just let it out. Just cry. Let it out. And then you can now take that time to teach them every other thing you want to teach them. But you have to normalize. Let them understand that it's okay to feel the way you feel because you just lost at something. All right? But the thing is, in teaching them all of that, you also have to balance it. And how do you balance it out? It's by letting them know that they should not allow that negative emotion to overcome them. It's a temporary situation. So don't allow, what's the word? The loss overcome you. And even you as a parent or a guardian, the way you help the child to ensure that they are not overcome by this loss is by the words you say to them. Hushing a child who just lost and reminding them of how much they have lost. See, it's your mates is where you like food. That's why. It's because you are playing too much. That's why. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good morning. What am I saying good morning for? Jesus, what's this
one? I don't know. Maybe you just woke up.
I am just coming from the polar region, you can imagine. Talking about the conversation you're having, children actually learn from parents, exactly. Mm. And it's not what I say that matters, it's what I do that matters. So, if I teach my child not to take losing to heart, how do I, as a parent, take it? Because the children watch. So they can actually learn from me if they see where sometimes I put my very best in something and I lose. And I decide to be so bitter, even speak ill of the person or the people for which I actually lost against.
Mm.
On what ground am I going to stand to teach my child to do the opposite?
Wow.
So, parents are examples to the children again. So, if I'm able to teach myself that in a world of win-win mentality, citing the kind of song you used, by the way, it's my job to teach my children, even when around us it is not like that, to focus that sometimes it's okay to lose, not because you're not good enough, but sometimes certain people could be better, or circumstances can make you even lose.
Mm.
And it's okay to cry. Let it out. after all, Jesus Christ did cry. Although not because they lost anyway. But there was a case also where he was going through something, and it seems like it was too hard, and he asked for it to be removed from him. But let's get back to it. So if my child comes back, and after putting so much effort in something, and my child loses, first of all, you don't chastise that child. You don't help it. You pat, you be nice. If you can afford to get the ice cream or any other thing you could do to, you know, to persuade that child or pacify that child, you do that. And then when the child is calm, then you take that time to use illustrations and stuff like that to tell the child, it's okay, we could do it better next time. And children learn from that.
Sure. All right, thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, and then on Facebook, Stephen Ime says, teach the child that in life, we win sometimes and lose sometimes too. Both are the function of our efforts towards a particular goal or task and the reflection of our societal values and system. And he says it's Stephen Ime, 2023. Oh my God. Okay, thank you very much for that message there. So how about a child who keeps losing? Yeah. So this child has lost, and then you've encouraged this child and told him that sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Better luck next time. And then next time comes and the child loses again. And then you still go back to, don't worry. Maybe it's not yet your time. Your time will come next time. And the next time comes and he loses again. So maybe this time you tell me, well, maybe it's not yet your turn. Perhaps next time will be your turn. So let's get back to the drawing board. What did you not do right? What could you have done better? And then we go back to the drawing board and do whatever. And then we come back and the child loses again. I don't know, but I'm sure there must be something you can do to help this child. You can always encourage them to get back up, because the confidence of this child is being affected. Even the one who just lost for the first time, their confidence is being affected. And that's why it's really hard for them to accept that they've lost. And then when they've put in so much effort over time and they keep losing and losing, what do you then do? You have to still encourage the child to get back up. So there's a story a psychologist shared about how when her son loses, he tends to immediately put his head down as if saying, I've been defeated. But then she tries to teach him that, yes, you will fall off your horse plenty of times. Plenty, the key word there. But that doesn't mean utter defeat. So what does she do? She encourages him to get back up. So you're teaching him that this is part of the equation. Yes. When it comes to learning, you fall, you get back up. Fall, get back up. When the Bible says something about that. So the righteous, though he falls seven times, right? You complete it. So how, what you do, remember we talked about not praising the achievement, but praising the effort. So you should rather focus on helping this child focus on improving instead of the end game. We need to settle two things in our minds. Number one, what winning really means. And number two, the way things appear may not be how they really are. Sometimes something is not yours or it's not your time. No matter what other people think, getting something that's not supposed to be yours or getting what is yours before the right time is not winning. It's a setup for destruction. Okay. What's your name? You didn't include your name in your message. Oh, come on. But thank you all the same. Mr. Roundface from Roommate Kini says, good afternoon, Constance Mega. As parents, we need to let our children to know that without failure, there will be no correction. And that when we lose today and make corrections, it will enhance us to win tomorrow. We have to let them know that they should not allow the trauma of the loss control them. We have to also tell them to checkmate the areas that they didn't do well, that made them lose, and work on it, and they will win by so doing. All right, thank you. Ogunkara Raymond Esquire says, dear presenter, losing and accepting depends on mindset of the loser. For instance, game of football is a do or die game. When is game of football become a do or die game? Come on! Anyway, but you say losers will emerge and will still have handshake with the winners, evidencing spirit of sportsmanship, because they will still meet again on a good day. In other hands, losing something and taking it in good faith is part of what we Nigerians, especially politicians, have to put behind, and life goes on. Finally, coming to a child that loses her personal belongings, crying is always the option to express her feelings, considering the outcome of the loss at home. Yeah. Yeah, for kids who go to school and they lose something, either a book today, a pen or pencil tomorrow, a mat set the next time, a shoe another time, transport fare the next day. The Lord is your muscle if that's your child. Also, it is very possible for you to be happy for someone, yet unhappy for yourself. A childless woman can be happy for her friend who just announced her pregnancy, but be deeply hurt at her own situation. Yeah, yeah, that's true. I've wholeheartedly celebrated a former friend who got her own version of what I wanted, even when it looked like I was losing. Mine came later, years after, when I asked if she would be my chief bridesmaid. She said only if I get married before her. She was in a serious relationship then. I was single, but her relationship scattered. Then I got into a relationship with my soulmate she has never met. I got married and didn't tell her. I don't tolerate so-called besties angry when I win, because they're competing with me in their minds. Okay. And you refuse to tell me your name. You have to include your name in your message. But thank you all the same. Okay, so here we go. We have to give away 5,000 naira. And I've been thinking what to do. And I can tell you right now, I don't even know what exactly. But we need to give this money out, right? Today is Friday. All right, so let's just do fastest finger so that we can just call it a day already. Yeah. Okay, so what did we discuss today? Very easy, very, very simple. Yeah, exactly. What did we talk about today on the show? Two topics only. Send me a message on WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. The first person to give me the correct answer, you're my winner. La 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 la. Okay, let's see. Good afternoon, Constance. When a child keeps on losing, the parents need to employ an expert to train or work on the child. And if the parents can work on the child, it's still a welcome development. The parents can also memorize what has been taught the child. Oku Stanley from Port Harcourt. All right, thank you very much. Enwa from Eleka here. That is not correct. We had two conversations and you're just giving me one. And even the one you give me is not correct. I'm looking for the fastest finger. Let me see. We always discuss Nigeria Wahala on radio. Oh my goodness me. Why are you vexing? Instead of you to try and send me a message of what I discussed, so you win 5,000 naira that you did not really work for like that. You're here parrying. Anyway, Dave. Let's see, Dave. Okay, Dave is the winner. So Dave has given me the answers. Oh. I don't know why I'm laughing, but So I just realized Dave is not actually the word that we used. It just occurred to me. La 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 la. So Dave, that's not what I discussed the first time. That's not the word I used for the first conversation. Oh my goodness. Well, let's see if someone else. Let's see. You know what? Because I was asking for fastest finger, right? So Dave, you get it. Dave, it's for you. So challenges with the coming elections and teaching children how to handle losing. Dave is my winner for today. So Dave, send me your full name, account details, and of course your phone number. Thank you very much. Do that. So Dave is my winner for the 5,000 naira giveaway on the show today. All right. So we have the news at 3 p.m. Reverse today, and after the news, it will be time for Hard Facts with Dio. My name is Constance Mega. Remember to follow us on social media. Get on Facebook, get on Instagram, get on Twitter. Don't forget, Instagram is NigeriaInfo_PH. Facebook is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. And then Twitter is NigeriaInfo_PH. We have a website, www.NigeriaInfo.fm. And then you can find me on social media. I, Constance Mega for Twitter and Constance Mega for Instagram and LinkedIn. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day and have yourself a beautiful weekend. If you can't find money, don't worry. You will find money.